So everything we do, from all of our programming to our training to our events to everything, we never charge businesses. We always find a way to create programming and support opportunities with our government and our public and our private partners to ensure that businesses don't have to pay.
You're listening to the Merged Marketing Podcast with me, Jason Hunt. The mission with this show is to discuss all things marketing, sales, and mindset. It's my hope for entrepreneurs like you to get the most from your efforts so that you can focus on what you do best. Let's go. The Merged Marketing Podcast is a production of Merged Media, and today is episode 108, and in today's episode, we're featuring Daryl Gillott from Digital Main Street. If you're a small business in Ontario, there is a very good chance you have heard of Digital Main Street. They offer resources and education pertaining to digital marketing for small businesses in Ontario and also information on government grants. We have had several clients come to us with the grants they have received from the government with the help of Digital Main Street, and they have used that budget towards marketing campaigns through Merged Media. Definitely go on over and check them out. You're definitely going to learn a lot, and perhaps you're even going to find a few grants you might be eligible for, and that's on Digital Main Street. But today, I'm talking to Daryl at Digital Main Street, who's going to give you a whole slew of information on digital transformation for small businesses and a few things that you can be doing today to give yourself a better presence online. Without further ado, let's kick it to my chat with Daryl Gillott. You are listening to the Merged Marketing Podcast, and today I'm talking with Daryl Gillott. And we're talking about helping SMBs navigate their digital transformation. Daryl is the managing lead for Digital Main Street, a nonprofit organization that supports small businesses with digital transformation. To date, over 40,000 businesses have been served. That's insane. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Jay. Looking forward to chatting.
Awesome. Maybe first, Daryl, we can get into it by you telling our audience how you got into marketing in the first place. What brought you here today?
That's a great question to start. And I would almost argue that personally, I'm not necessarily in that space. I'm very fortunate to have a strong team around me who does a lot of the work direct with businesses. For me, it was really, small business has been a passion of mine. From working in small businesses to seeing, and having family members that are entrepreneurs and small business owners, and just generally seeing the impact they can have, on a community, especially, when they, are able to do it right, I'll call it. And that's honestly why, shameless plug, I wore this hat and this sweater. It's my favorite Toronto clothing boutique, single store location, great business owner. But really it's those businesses.
What's the name of that boutique, Daryl?
It's called the Legends League.
There you go.
So they used to be based out of Spadina, but they're purely e-commerce now. Fantastic business. Nice. And even a better business owner, just as a human being, wonderful guy. But I think at the end of the day, to run a nonprofit like this, where we're helping as many businesses as we are, it's definitely a passion project. Being able to impact change for these business owners that don't have the resources they normally would. Because a lot of the times it is the marketing aspect, but it's also just being a friendly voice. And sitting there and listening to them and, understanding their problems and figuring out, what we can help them with and where the gaps are and, where they should maybe focus their energy and their time and their resources. So it's kind of a mixed bag of everything. But I would say it definitely comes from just, wanting to help and building the program in a way that we're able to impact, a very large number of small businesses. So we're very fortunate in that sense.
Small businesses definitely need that help, because you find the ones that have the biggest struggles or challenges are those small business owners that are trying to wear too many hats. And especially, trying to navigate the landscape of marketing can be pretty complex. And it's good to have a resource like Digital Main Street to help guide that sort of journey for them. Maybe you can talk to us a little bit about Digital Main Street, what exactly it is and how it got started.
Yeah, for sure. We always forget the exact date. So it's either this week or next week will be 7 years to the day since the initial ideation. And I always stress that because a lot of people assume we were a COVID response program. We kind of were spun up to really deal with, the effects of what was happening with the pandemic. But, it's completely opposite, actually. We've been doing this, for years now, supporting, thousands of businesses across the province. And at the time, it was built out of need. So looking at what was already being done, we started, 7 years ago, my boss and my mentor, John Carew, who's the executive director of the Toronto Association of Business Improvement Areas, also the founder of Digital Main Street. His other job, I'll call it, outside of Digital Main Street, is representing the business improvement areas in the city. And, you know, when you look at all 85 of them now, it's some odd, 90,000 business and property owners. So it's a very, very large catchment of business owners. And, you know, working with our friends at the City of Toronto and in economic development, and, you know, they're doing a lot of great work and continue to in certain spaces, business planning, accounting, legal, all the fundamental elements of starting a business, it became clear that the one gap was digital. There was nothing really that was, we need to get you into the 21st century. We need to, get you online. We need to get you. And sometimes it's not even selling online. It's, we need to get you on Google My Business. And so sometimes it starts as far back as that, but sometimes it is, helping some businesses that are doing very, very well in store that have just never even thought about pivoting online, right? And opening another sales channel and stuff like that. So it's a very mixed bag. But we're very fortunate too. We've got a wonderful, wonderful group of partners, and I'd be remiss if I didn't recognize them. Obviously we've got some very, very strong government partners, whether it's, in Ontario, we've got the Ministry of Economic Development, Job Creation and Trade. We've got our partners at FedDev, which is the Federal Economic Development Agency for Southern Ontario. We've got the government of Alberta now, the government of New Brunswick, ACOA, who's the Atlantic Opportunities Agency, on the government side of things that support the initiative. But we were founded with corporate partners. So it's very unique in that sense. So, we've now got 9 corporate partners that are part of every single thing we do. So they provide content, they provide training, they provide, unique opportunities, educational opportunities, product discounts, you name it. And so we have Shopify, MasterCard, Microsoft, Google, Yellow Pages, Square, Lightspeed, Facebook, and Intuit QuickBooks Canada. We were very strategic in how we structured that group of partners. We made sure we had somebody that kind of fit each vertical. If you're looking for kind of that cloud-based accounting system, okay, great. We have QuickBooks. We've got our social partners, we've got our search partners, we've got our e-commerce partners, we'll call them. And I think, at the end of the day, because a lot of people ask me, Jay, and sorry, I know this is a long-winded answer, apologies. A lot of people always, they're like, well, why Digital Main Street? Because we've grown so much, and we'll touch on that. But I always say it's not what we do, it's how we do it. There's a lot of organizations, there's a lot of groups, there's a lot of individuals that will help businesses with digital transformation. That part isn't novel, it's not brand new, it's not anything, right? It's a standard kind of set of processes. Whether you're building them a website, we are, or somebody else's, at the end of the day, the product is the same in theory. Really, I think what separates us is how we do it. And what's intriguing is, so now that number that from the intro is actually, it's over 50 now, in terms of 50,000 businesses served. And we've never charged a business owner in 7 years a single dollar. So everything we do, from all of our programming to our training to our events to everything, we never charge businesses. We always find a way to create programming and support opportunities with our government and our public and our private partners to ensure that businesses don't have to pay. So creating this atmosphere of safety, I'll call it, where, you have business owners that are, they're scared of the unknown. They're scared of making an investment because they don't know anything about this digital realm. And giving them that sandbox to come in and play, where there's no mandate, there's no contract, there's no commitment. It's just come and learn and let us just kind of grow with you and let us help you, get your business to kind of a better place, right? So I think that's really, the ethos of what makes us stand out. But at the end of the day, we're just trying to help as many businesses as possible.
So that's amazing. And that's the big takeaway I'm getting from this is if somebody wants to further educate themselves on making the right decision and having less risk involved in that decision, then they can go to Digital Main Street and get a ton of education and resources. We're also, Merge Media is also on your vendor directory as a vendor as well. But it's a one-stop shop to really get your foot or get the right direction, navigate yourself in the right direction on where you need to go next with your digital, correct?
Absolutely. And I think you hit it on the head. It's got a little bit of everything for everyone, right? We've got a full learning management system. So we've got 4 courses. We've got about 25 hours of content that was custom curated. So that's all free and on demand. You touched on our vendor directory, which is awesome. And so, for anyone that's listening, what that is essentially we compile an open source list of, digital vendors in the province or provinces that we're serving. And it becomes a living resource for the businesses that we work with. So, if a business receives a grant or if they're looking to, hire somebody to start a project, they have a directory that they can go to as opposed to, just going to Google and typing in, marketing agency Toronto kind of thing, right? And then getting the 16.2 million results. Not saying that anyone on our directory is you know, vetted to the point where I'd say they're better than who you find on Google. I want to be very clear. But I think it just brings everyone together in a concise, organized fashion where they can go, you know, I'm looking for a social media consultant in Thunder Bay, and it'll show them the five or six vendors that have signed up. And it gives them an easy starting point, is what I would call it, Jay, where they can still, you know, they still have to call you and do their due diligence and have that conversation and decide to hire you. But it just becomes a nice place to start. And then along with our partners too, we do a lot of educational content. So a lot of like evergreen, you know, how to and the five best ways to do this and seven things to consider with this. And some of it is product and brand specific, but a lot of it is, you know, the one we sent out last week was seven ways to increase your email marketing list, or, you know, six ways to improve your email signature and stuff like that. Like just very, very general evergreen kind of catch all. Cause it's important too. We serve businesses of all size and all type and all facets of digital literacy. So we pride ourselves on not being kind of pigeonholed to, you know, one specific demographic or type of business. You name a business, not a specific type of business, I should say. And we've worked with them. We've worked with personal service, professional service, retail, hospitality, you know, food and bev. We've worked with real estate, lawyers, you know, you name it, right? Really, you know, kind of our internal mantra is if you want to work on digital transformation and, you know, you're in a region where we have the resources available, we want to work with you.
Yeah. So I've been following you guys for a while, and I did notice like once the pandemic hit, seemed to be obviously more of a need, especially e-commerce, to make that transition to digital, a lot of brick and mortar, making that transition to digital. And out the gates, you guys are primarily focused on the Main Street sort of area hub locations, but since then you have expanded. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's yes and no. And I say no, just cause it's a bit of a common misconception with us. Obviously just cause of the name, but, you know, traditionally we are definitely zeroed in on, when I say Main Street, I mean, you know, physical location businesses. And that was just because, you know, we obviously understood the need at the time where there's, you know, a lot more overhead, they're paying rent, they're paying, you know, hydro bills, utilities, et cetera. So they just have, you know, a greater risk, I would call it. Now, you know, through some of our programming, definitely our Shop Here Powered by Google program, we do support home-based businesses as long as they're registered. And, you know, we have worked diligently over the last number of years to your point, Jay, you know, when we did our first round of grant funding, it was only available to, you know, those that are in a Main Street defined commercial. You know, we put as many restrictions on it as we could. At the time, we didn't think we were, but in hindsight, that's really what we did. And now it's really been opened up to any commercial business that obviously meets the other criteria, employee count and size and stuff like that. But we've really tried, to your point, to grow it in a way that captures as many businesses as possible and provides them the opportunity. Yeah.
Do you see a specific time? I mean, you did touch on that you do service all different types of industries. Is there one industry that that would benefit more than others with your program? Or do you see one industry coming through to you and reaching out more than other industries?
I think in terms of reaching out, you know, we definitely, you know, we see a heavy focus on, you know, retail and kind of traditional Main Street, you know, boutique clothing, you know, general retail stores. I think that's just the nature of Main Street, though, at the end of the day. We see a lot of food and beverage, a lot of restaurants, you know, looking for new takeout solutions and implementing, you know, whether they had takeout or not, implementing new websites, menus, ordering online, all that kind of stuff. So they're definitely big ones. In terms of the program having a greater impact, I don't think so, because of the way we've structured it. It goes back to that kind of like mandate-free approach where, you know, we're not here to just build websites for businesses. And, you know, a business comes and says, well, I don't really need a website. It's, you know, okay, well, Jay, you just want to sit down and you want to review your last Facebook ad because it didn't perform so well. No problem. Let's grab an hour and let's look at what you did and let's see, you know, what feedback we can provide. Or, you know, you want to work with us, you know, on a, like a, let's say you book an appointment a week for the next month because you want to work on a bit of a sliding scale of items just because you have, you know, a bit of a hit list that you want to knock off. We're happy to, right? So I think it's that approach which allows us to really go, okay, I don't care if you're a chiropractor or a retailer or a restaurant. I don't care if you would consider yourself very digitally literate and, you know, you're very advanced, or, you know, you've never implemented one other thing. And, you know, when I always joke with businesses, I always use SEO as the example. It's like, I don't care if you know what those letters stand for, or if you don't know what those letters stand for, you know, we're here to help you kind of thing. Right. And that's really, I think, you know, our bread and butter is being able to service anyone at any time, because of the way we approach it. So I think that the methodology allows us to cover those bases.
Real quick, guys, are your messages on social media falling on deaf ears? Are you having trouble converting those leads from social media? Well, there's a better way to do it. and that is by use of a lead magnet, something that provides immense value to your target audience that's irresistible and they can't say no. The goal here is to get that contact information from your ideal clients off of social media so you can put them into a nurture sequence so they can know, like, and trust you. If this sounds of interest to you, we've done dozens and dozens and dozens of these type of campaigns for our clients, and we can help you out as well. Head on over to merged.ca and book your discovery call today. merged.ca.
Let's. I want to take away a tangible example from this, and maybe go through an example. Let's say there's a restaurant out there that wants to work with an agency like Merged Media to do their social media and website. What does that journey look like going through or taking advantage of a government grant and going through Digital Main Street to eventually work with a company like Merged Media? How does that work? How does that entire process work from A to Z?
Yeah. So I'll answer kind of the grant specific funnel because that's an easier one. And then I'll answer just kind of more holistically.
Cool.
So with our digital transformation grant, which is a $2,500 grant that we've given out to businesses over the last 3 years, essentially those businesses, when they apply and they go through the program and stuff, and part of the program involves them going through a training course. It's about 2.5 hours. And once they apply and they put a plan together, so their plan could be, to your point, I want to spend this much on my social ads to increase my following, want to do this with my website, want to do that, want to hire an influencer, XYZ, whatever it is really. And at the end of the day, once their plan has been approved and the budget makes sense and, they've submitted all documentation and everything like that, and from a process standpoint, they're now able to then go and source any vendor they want. So there's no limitation on the vendor that they can work with. They can hire me, they could hire you. I mean, they can't hire me because that would be a conflict, but where I'm going, they could hire you. They could hire the second vendor on the list. They could hire, their neighbor down the street who owns an agency. There's no limitation on that. We don't look for the vendor they're hiring. It's really just the plan itself, right? And that's part of the reason we put them through the training program is we want them to have the knowledge to know what they want to put in a plan. So they can sit back and they can go, okay, yeah, you know what? I learned about SEO. I definitely need to hire somebody to come in and just help me revamp that, right?
I think that's so important. It's such an important part to it because, I mean, we're fortunate to give context. I merged my social media agency, FreshCrowd, with an SEO company, Cassio, to form Merged Media. And through that, we kind of became the one-stop digital shop. So rather than me just being a Facebook ad expert being like, hey, you got to put your money in Facebook so I can get a sale at the end of the day. It's like, I can look at your business from a holistic approach and be like, hey, actually what you really do need to invest in is some GMB optimization, or you need to spend a little bit of time yourself to invest in GMB or put ourselves in a position to get you ranking, which the SEO comes in, right? I think that's so important. I think that's a great thing that you guys provide. It's just that insight on where people need to deploy those resources.
Well, and another big part of it too, Jay, is, we're trying to teach these business owners to become smart consumers. So a lot of them, unfortunately, and again, I'm not naming names and not specific instances or anything, but, there will be examples of businesses getting taken advantage of. I had a business owner, I thought it was pretty funny. They said to me the other day, they said, Daryl, hiring somebody in the digital space, it's like hiring a contractor 10 years ago. Because remember the old adage, you'd hire a contractor and they'd show up for 2 days and then leave kind of thing. So there are instances like that. So what we're really trying to do with that course too is put them in a position where, they know if they're calling you, here's some of the things I should ask. Here's the information I need. And, here's some potential red flags and here's the things to look for and stuff like that. It's not going to be perfect and it's not a science, but we're trying to give them some of those tools. So if they're not working with us 6 months from now and they reach out to you, they can have a conversation with you where they have an understanding of what the project is, what questions they should ask you, what the deliverables are, how to structure that contract, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right.
So important right now more than ever, just because naturally over the last half decade and decade, you'll know this, and even you can just go to the vendor directory on Digital Main Street to see how many digital marketing agencies are really out there. And it's really tough to distinguish which ones are legit or which ones are testing with your money. You know what I mean?
Well, and that's exactly it. And we're not here to play judge, jury, and executioner. That's why, I go back to the grant quote I made. If a business wants to hire a vendor, we're not going to say no. We don't want you to hire that vendor. We're really just here to make sure they have kind of all the ammunition they need, so when they're going into that conversation, they can do it confidently and they can, to the best of their ability, negotiate and make sure they're striking a deal that makes sense for them.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you go to the auto shop to buy a new car, right? You should have a little bit of knowledge on what that car, how that car works, and if you should be driving it or not, right?
Exactly.
Awesome. So maybe you can touch on a few of the other advantages of going through a program like Digital Main Street before working with an agency. We talked about the educational piece, but is there anything else you want to add to that?
Yeah, well, I think it's a great question, Jane. I'm going to preface this with a bit of a preamble here. I think it's quite interesting because, you know, there's been time where we've gotten flack for what I'm going to call quote unquote stealing business. And the way I always position it to people is, and it's a very cheesy kind of explanation, but it's the only thing I can think of, is the way that we look at it internally is we're essentially priming the engine for a lot of these businesses where they hadn't even thought about this, right? And, you know, they don't go from like, no, I'm scared, you know, of digital to here's $5,000 for a website. Like that's not the journey, right? And so a lot of the work we do is very, you know, very entry level, very early on, you know, to get them GMB optimized and stuff like that, where, you know, then they're comfortable with the space where they can then go and say, okay, yeah, you know what, we definitely need someone to come in and take over our ads and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, we touched on a lot today, and obviously one of the big takeaways that our audience will have is just like doing their due diligence and research before handing their money over to an agency to do any work, you know, because a lot of the stuff, especially low hanging fruit, can easily be done by a business owner and they might not need to hire out for it. Right.
Well, and like, yeah, like I'll use a good example, Jay, will be, you know, our e-commerce program, right? Our Shop Here Powered by Google program. We launched it last year as like a direct response to COVID, obviously realizing shutdowns and businesses needed to generate revenue. We're just closing in on 20,000 businesses going through it. So it's been very, very successful. But I think, you know, the reason that program's been successful is, and at the end of the day, you know, we're not trying to steal a job from another e-commerce developer. I think, you know, you look at it, you know, and I go back to kind of that quote at the beginning around providing a safe space. You know, we're fortunate that through a lot of our partners, we have extended trials and, you know, we've got direct support channels to a lot of our partners, you know, where we have a direct Slack channel with, you know, our Shopify rep and our Lightspeed rep and our Square rep and stuff. So like when our team is working with them, we have a lot of benefits that maybe, you know, just going through the general support network may not offer you. But along with that, it's that opportunity to come in and, you know, we've been able to structure through our program, Jay, a number of other partner benefits. So for instance, you know, we partner with Facebook, you mentioned them, you know, they provide an ad credit to any business that goes through. So now at the end of it, you can actually run a campaign or two, test it yourself and not have to worry about, you know, booking someone for $1,000 or whatever the number is, right? And $50 isn't going to make or break your business. But at the end of the day, it just gives you the ability to go in and you know, either realize you can do this or you can't. You know, we set them up with a free domain name from CIRA, the Canadian Internet Registration Authority. So any business that comes through can get a free .ca domain for a year. So just a few small things like that, where really at the end of the day, you're coming into a program where you have an extended trial. The domain is covered if you don't already have one. You can get a credit to advertise your business at the end of this. So when I say no risk, like there literally is no risk. But we still run the program in a very collaborative way where the business owner is learning how to do it with the goal that, you know, if down the road they want to optimize or they want to, you know, they want to add some advanced functionality or they want to do some custom code work on the Shopify store, for example, then they now know what they're looking for and they can go and reach out to you or reach out to, you know, somebody next door or whatever and hire them, right? So it's all about that hyperlocality for us.
Yeah, 100%. And I've had a lot of businesses reach out and I've definitely sent them your way, especially startup businesses that need this sort of, you know, awareness or knowledge before they get their feet really deep into digital marketing, and you guys have been a great resource for that. I want to ask you before we go, how did you get that connection with the provincial government and the support? Maybe talk a little bit about the support that they're providing you.
So I will just I'll put provincial and federal together because we've got great support on both levels. I think it's interesting because obviously, you know, just having built this with the City of Toronto, there is kind of a political tie there, you know, right off the bat, obviously at the municipal level. I think, you know, we're fortunate that, you know, we built this thing in Toronto. And I know there's going to be some people listening going, oh, typical Toronto guy, blah, blah, blah. And I get it all the time. But I mean that in the sense of, you know, there tends to be eyes on, you know, initiatives that launch in the city, especially ones that are successful. And so I think just being able to really build out, you know, proof of concept and show the success we had in the city, that allowed us to, you know, connect with the province, initially through the Ministry of Rural Finance and Agriculture, and now with the Ministry of Economic Development and Trade, but and really just, you know, show that there's a program that delivers results that businesses like, that's no nonsense, and it's just go. And you know, last summer, very, very fortunate that, again, our friends from FedDev at the federal level came and supported us as well, really allowed us to expand the initiative across Southern Ontario to a level that we'd never seen before. But I cannot say enough good things, Jay. Without our provincial and our federal partners, it's we would still do what we're doing, but nowhere near the scale. And I think that's where, like I said, you know, you talk about a passion project and being able to look back and go, you know, 50,000 businesses were impacted over the last, you know, 5+ years because of these programs. And not all of that is attributed to, you know, one partner versus the other. That's a cumulative number, but still looking back and going, you know, whether it's our vendor directory or whether it's Google or Facebook or Microsoft or MasterCard or the province or FedDev or the government of Alberta, whoever it is, it really does take an army to kind of run a program like this. And I think, you know, having support at those levels is just, it's been absolutely phenomenal. So I cannot say enough good things about them, both obviously from a funding perspective, but also just from a general support perspective and, you know, really helping us turn this into, you know, the gold standard kind of provincial program here in Ontario.
Awesome. Daryl, this has been great. Thank you so much for taking the time today to chat with us in the Merge Marketing Podcast. If our audience has any questions for you, what's the best way for them to get in touch?
So anyone can always go to digitalmainstreet.ca and there's a contact us form. And I promise anyone who's listening, I'm not just saying this. I personally respond to every single one of those that come in. But also, if you just want to reach out to us over email directly, it's just info@digitalmainstreet.ca. And somebody from our team will get back to you usually within a few hours maximum.
Awesome. And for those listening, don't forget to check the show notes for this episode where you'll get all those useful links that Daryl dropped on us today. Go and check it out there, merge.ca/podcast. Daryl, we end every show with the exact same question. And that question is this: if you could choose one person, dead or alive, to represent Digital Main Street, who would it be and why?
In what capacity?
Oh, the brand ambassador for Digital Main Street.
So I'm going to go with a 1A and 1B. I'm going to cheat a little bit. Obviously, I think, you know, being started in Toronto and being someone that's been in Toronto my whole life and obviously just, you know, caring about Canada and our small business and our ecosystem, I think, you know, looking at somebody like Drake, who has obviously just done a heck of a lot for the city, that would be pretty cool. But if I'm going kind of like pie in the sky just because of he, as far as I'm concerned, I think he's the most universally loved individual on the face of the earth, it'd probably be Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Nice. Of course.
No, nobody dislikes that guy.
No, it would be nice to leverage that Instagram following as well.
Yeah, not a bad thing. Have him put out to his 200 million followers that they should follow Digital Main Street.
Exactly. Awesome. Daryl, this has been great. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Merged Marketing Podcast. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to this podcast, and it would mean the world to me if you went on over to our podcast platforms to leave us a review. We'd love to hear what you think. If you are or you know somebody who would make for a great guest on the Merged Marketing Podcast, go on over and email podcast@merged.ca. Thanks again, everybody. Don't settle for good. Be great.